I could have your attention in the media center. We are now joined by Christopher Bell, driver of the number 20 Ream Toyota for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get the mic to you. We'll start with Jim.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Earlier this week on the teleconference, you expressed your desire to hopefully be running in the Cup Series sooner rather than later. Will you be content to run another year next season at Joe Gibbs Racing in the Xfinity Series?
Yeah, absolutely. I love racing in the Xfinity Series, and you know, it's a great place for me to get seat time and compete with, you know, some of the best drivers in the world. And you know, if the opportunity comes to go Cup racing, if it was allowed, I would prefer to run full-time Cup Series and full-time Xfinity Series. So, you know, I'm going to be excited either way. And as of right now, it looks like I'm going to be running the Xfinity Series, and I'm super excited about that. I've got a great crew chief, a great team at Joe Gibbs Racing. This number 20 group does a great job. So, yeah, I'm excited.
If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. Bob?
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Since you've never been here before, even if it's wet, are you going to practice?
So I got here a little bit earlier, and we did the rookie track rides. And then my crew chief was, you know, he did not want to hit the racetrack if it was wet, since it's not looking like it's going to rain tomorrow. But I got informed at the rookie meeting that all rookies must attempt a lap today, so no matter the track conditions. So, yes, I will be hitting the racetrack today, even in the rain.
Did you give Wayne Auton a high five when he said that?
I did. I did. I was, you know, I kind of was joking around and thought that my best case for me to run well this week would be for it to rain. So, you know, I don't know. I'm excited. I was kind of looking forward to racing in the rain. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Of course, for being that this is your first time here, what's kind of going through your mind on the road course?
It's exciting. Watkins Glen is a really fast road course, and it's a place, obviously, I've never been before. So I've tried to do all my homework to prepare myself as much as I can. And, you know, road course racing has been something that I've enjoyed in the past, especially at Canada. Last year I got to do Road America in the Xfinity cars, and I really, really struggled. So that definitely has my confidence down coming into here. And so I don't really know what to expect as far as results for tomorrow. And, you know, so I'm just going to try and make sure I hit all my gears and keep it on the racetrack and roll it in the trailer at the end of the race.
Go ahead, Jim.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Probably not the place you would have picked if you got to choose to try to win four in a row, but considering the quality of your team, the strategy decisions that can often play into decision with your crew chief, do you believe it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility that you could pull off a win?
No, it's not. It's definitely not out. I still have the possibility to do it. And my car and crew chief team, if anyone else was driving this thing, they would probably be the favorite this weekend. But with me, with my lack of road course experience, and you know, I'm definitely not a favorite going into this weekend. So I've got the equipment. I've got all the pieces to do it. It's just going to be a matter of me getting familiar with the racetrack and seeing where we stack. You know, I've never been here before. So I'm going to try and take it slow and, you know, not overstep my boundaries and make sure that we race our primary car and not the backup.
We'll go to Chris, then to Jerry.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a hard time calling you Christopher because I hate the name. But anyway, even if you don't win tomorrow, what would be a good day for you with all things considered, because you have Watkins Glen this weekend, Mid-Ohio next weekend, and then go Bristol, and then you go back to Road America. So what's your goal with these slew of road course races coming up?
I don't know. I've got an open mind. If I finish 18th tomorrow and the thing rolls in the trailer, I don't know if I'm going to be disappointed. So obviously we have the point lead right now, so keeping the point lead would be magnificent through this road course stretch. And like I said, my car is fully capable of winning this race. So maybe I'll go out there and pick it up somewhat fast, but just making sure that I don't miss shifts and finish the race. That's my number one goal, and I think I'll be pretty happy if that happens.
Jerry
Jordan, KickinTheTires.net, PRN. Looking further down the road, I know you said on the call this week that you're good for next year, but as a guy who is stellar as you are right now, if you take the step, or when do you take the step to Cup, what do you look for in that? And is it, do you take a mid-level, or, you know, do you hold out for the best possible team that you can get on? How does that work for someone like you?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, for me, I don't plan on going anywhere else other than within the Toyota organization, and hopefully in the Joe Gibbs Racing organization. You know, these guys, especially Toyota, has been with me since day one, and you know, I'm in great hands with them. And you know, I've always said as a kid growing up that my goal was to drive race cars for a living. Whether that was, you know, whether it didn't matter what it was, just drive race cars for a living. So I've gotten to do that for several years now, and you know, I'm living my dream right now, and whatever, you know, whatever the future brings, it brings. But I definitely am going to stay with the Toyota organization.
Rumors that someone else is courting you, or that you would consider that?
Yeah, there's no rumors there.
Okay. We'll go to Dustin in the front.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Christopher, are there any plans at least to get you into a Cup car for whether it's a one-off or two, you know, just to get your feet wet in that sense, either this year or been talks about that? Certainly there's a lot of guys that you've raced with that made their Cup debuts a lot quicker than you in terms of how many Xfinity and truck starts they made.
Yeah, that's nobody said anything of that to me. So there hasn't been any talk of that yet. And, you know, we're right in the middle of closing out the regular season and with three road courses in front of me. So I've got my hands full right now, especially going into road course season here and trying to maintain our points lead. So nothing's been talked about or said to me about that.
Would you be fine with it if it was something that happened during the Xfinity playoffs, or once you get to the playoffs, would you just focus on?
For me, I've always been a fan of racing as much as I can, even whenever it was back on the dirt days. If I could, you know, run a sprint car and a midget on the same night, I always felt like it was beneficial. So if the opportunity presented itself to do double duty on a weekend, I would take it, and, you know, I would be fully prepared for the Cup car to benefit me on the Xfinity side.
Do we have any more questions? Lee?
Any plans to do anything, whether it's a participant or just going to watch at Knoxville?
My girlfriend's not happy with me, but unfortunately we're not going to get to go to Knoxville this year. Just with the road courses, and I'm actually doing double duty next week at Mid-Ohio just to get more track time. So with all the stuff going on, I won't be able to be there this year. So if I wouldn't have done Road America last year, I would be pretty happy with road course racing and excited going into this stretch here. But at Canada, the first year I ran fifth and I was a little off pace. Then the second year I went to Canada, I won a practice session and was fairly competitive, and I was really happy with that. But Road America, I was not competitive at all. So Road America's got my confidence pretty down going into Xfinity road course racing. So yeah, I don't know if that answers your question or not, but I'll know more after. Well, I don't know if we'll get true practice today, but no more after the race tomorrow for sure.
We'll go to Chris.
Just following up on Mid-Ohio next week. Are you running Trans Am, or what are you doing there next weekend to run double duty?
I believe it's Trans Am, yes. No, I have not.
Any further questions for Christopher? All right. Thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend.